And our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, and blogger is just one G, and thecorporationnation.com, and strawmanstory.info. He is the producer of The Corporation Nation, the producer of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, the producer of Kaffir School, School Districts and the Lottery, producer of Common Core, Agenda 21, and Global Privatization, and Vote NOTA for President in 2016. So I want you to give your views on Trump later on. Okay. Well, if you want to do that.
Yeah, well, let's get through this Constitution here, because again, so nobody seems to read these things, and everybody has all these ideas and things that are actually, if you try to do it, it will be another quote unquote civil war, which is a civil war is a declaration of emergency. So there was no treaty for the Civil War. There was a military surrender, but there was never a treaty to end the war because there was no war. It was a presidential declaration, just like when we went to Vietnam, just like when we went to Korea, just like when we went to Pakistan, just like when we went to Iraq, just like we went to the other 55 countries that we've invaded. These are all done by the executive, not by Congress. There's no official declaration of war, and there hasn't been official declaration of war since World War II. That is when Congress declares a state of war. But Congress, what they did was they gave the power to the president to declare what's called, and we're all familiar with the, Trump has certainly used his, the Declaration of National Emergency. And that's what the Civil War was. The emergency was that, the states are trying to leave the Union. We need to go, you know, kill a bunch of our brothers and cousins to ensure that they stay in. Because we got to keep the corporation together, you see. E pluribus unum. So here's what it says. Okay, so we read the romantic part, but the paramount allegiance of every citizen is due to the federal government in the exercise of all its constitutional powers, as the same have been or may be defined by the Supreme Court of the United States, and no power exists in the people of this or any other state. So that's all states of the federal union to dissolve their connection therewith, or perform any act tending to impair, subvert, or resist the supreme authority of the government of the United States. The Constitution of the United States confers full power on the federal government to maintain and perpetuate its existence. And so, in other words, continuity of government, just like the Civil War. And whensoever any portion of the states, capitalized, or people thereof, attempt to secede from the federal union or forcibly resist the execution of its laws, the federal government may, by warrant of the Constitution, employ armed force in compelling obedience to its authority.
Well,
that is what we call a free country.
You're right. You're free as long as you are obedient.
Now you tell me, why is everybody talking about secession? Are they saying they want to start a war?
And there are states that have talked about this, about seceding.
About 20 years ago, I can't remember exactly when, Nevada actually voted to take back all the people, you know, all the common people in Nevada voted to take back all of the federal lands. And do you know that their constitution is sitting, and it has a before and an after version of the Constitution? Because, you see, all the states had to agree to give up all of their unappropriated lands to the United States before they could even become a state. People have the wrong idea about what a state is. See, a state is created by Congress, and only when the president signs and declares that the state exists. The states, that's what a state is. And so in order to create the state, the people of the territory of the United States had to agree to the enabling acts, and in those enabling acts it says very clearly that in the Constitution it says we the people give up all right and title to the unappropriated lands and give it to the federal government. So that's why, again, Utah, same thing. Something like 70%, I think, is owned by the federal government. And it's not part of the state. So get me wrong. It's not just that the government is occupying it. It's literally property of government. This is why states have no rights. And, of course, the paramount law, right, the supreme authority of all land in the United States is the federal government. So the states can't do anything about it. So the people in Nevada got together and they voted. And they said, well, we're going to take back those lands. So their constitution actually has two versions. One version is the original, where they gave up right and title. The next one is the amended version that says, hey, we get it back. And, you know, it's been sitting like that for, I don't know, something like 15 or 20 years. And it will not ever take place. That vote that the people did will never take place until Congress gives its consent. And so all Congress has to do is just ignore it, and they still own the land. See, the vote of the people means nothing because the Congress, the federal government, the Constitution, the laws of the United States, that's U.S. code, has paramount supreme authority over everything. Your vote doesn't mean crap.
And isn't it interesting that Utah and Nevada are the sites of the sites of a lot of testing of weaponry and all kinds of toxic things that have killed a lot of animals. And that's why you have what they call the downwinders. There's an organization if you lived in a certain area and were present or in that area when they were doing nuclear testing or whatever they were doing, and you got cancer 20 years later, you could file for compensation, which I've known that people have done. And so it's just interesting when you look at what's been done in those two states. And the facilities that have been erected, for instance, in Utah.
Let's be clear that government doesn't kill. You see, government's a legal entity, and so it takes. It doesn't kill. The word take is the technical expression that signifies to be entitled to. So, you know, if it claims the land, it claims everything on the land, so it's entitled to take the life of anything it wishes to take under the will, to seize, to take and carry away, right? To seize, to deprive one of the use of possession, et cetera, or to assume ownership. Now, when you say taking, the legal definition is the act of laying hold upon something. And when the taking has been legal, no subsequent act will make it a crime. Well, this is the problem. You can license anything. Any crime can be licensed. Licensed literally is a synonym for anarchy or lawlessness. You can make anything legal, right? But when you go to the U.S. Department of Commerce, the NOAA, you know, and you look at the word take, here's what it means, because this is really disturbing. The word take means harass, hunt, capture, kill, or collect, or attempt to harass, hunt, capture, or kill, or collect. Noah says it's to harass, harm, pursue, hunt, shoot, wound, kill, trap, capture, or collect, or to attempt to engage in such content. Okay, so this is how they consider. See, it's a legal action, and it's perfectly okay to harass, harm, pursue, hunt, shoot, kill, wound, trap, etc. And here, let me read you. For instance, this was 2009. California Senators Feinstein and Waxman, who are just the epitome of evil. I don't know if you've ever seen the picture of Waxman, but
pretty evil.
But yeah, I mean, he looks like whatever the original
Nostradamus or something.
No, the original vampire, you know, that old.
Oh, Dracula.
Yeah. Well, the old one, but I can't remember. Nostrafu or something like that. But here's what it says. So this has to do with what's happening, especially up in Washington area. This is how Congress considers not only animal life, but human life. The word animal covers us, too. In many regions, the Navy plans to increase the number of its exercise or expand the areas in which they may occur. and virtually every coastal state will be affected. Some exercises may occur in the nation's most biologically sensitive marine habitats, including national marine sanctuaries and breeding habitat for... Whoops, what did I do? Sorry. And breeding habitat for the endangered North Atlantic right whale. In all, the Navy anticipates more than 2.3 million takes. See, it doesn't call them deaths. It doesn't call it murder. It doesn't call it cruelty. Or it calls it taking, you see. Navy anticipates more than 2.3 million takes, which equals significant disruptions in marine mammal foraging, breeding, and other essential behaviors per year, or 11.7 million takes over the course of a five-year permit. And they signed that? Yeah, absolutely. I'm the congressman. I can sign that, and I can. You can take all the marine life in its endangered state, in its marine, you know, biological habitats and breeding sanctuaries. Absolutely. You see, if you think that these areas are protected, but at any time something that is protected can be unprotected. At any time the Constitution can be suspended through a national emergency, and at any time Congress can go against its own laws through what's called license permit. A five-year permit to take 11.7 million lives. I don't know what you call that, but I call that insanity.
Oh, gosh. It's terrible. And when you look at, I mentioned in my opening remarks about the environmental disasters, you're suggesting that this isn't necessarily a disaster, a natural kind of disaster.
This is weapons sonar weapons testing.
Right.
This is serving no purpose except to test the functionality and, if you will, power of sonar weapons. That's what it is. You know, Deanna, going back to the... So you got to understand, government owns every corporation through stock investment, right? I show that the other documentary I made is a four-hour documentary. It's called The Great Pension Fund Hoax. It's part two of The Corporation Nation. And in it, I show you all of the stock holdings of government, especially in pension funds. Okay? And what you find when you start adding all these up, that's what I do. I take each state's pension fund and I start adding it up. How much stock do they have in Microsoft? How much stock do they have in Apple? And all the other, the oil companies, the companies in China and Japan, they're all listed as assets of government. Okay, these are not, just because they're in pension funds does not mean they belong to the pensioners. Pensioners are what's called contributors. They give their money and they hope the pension fund exists by the time they retire. If it doesn't, they're screwed. They're out of luck. They lose their money. It's a gamble. It's not what people think. What this really is, if you look up the cause of globalization, pension funds are the key player because it's investments in every corporation in the world. You think corporations control government. In fact, through shareholder votes, which government proxy votes, their shareholder votes, they use private associations, take a bunch of governments who all are required to invest in these corporations or in these pension funds, or I should say mutual funds, securities, etc. And every single representative vote that all the governments in the world have go into these private associations. So in fact, government controls all corporations. There are holdouts, there are exceptions like Walmart, where the family still has 51%, that kind of thing. But trust me when I say Walmart cannot do anything against government. That's why you see Homeland Security videos in Walmart. You know, you just, if you're a corporation, you don't go against, you're not separate. You're not private. You're completely under the control of government. Now, I want you to consider that if that's the fact, and it is, and I prove that, what do you think is going to happen if the Exxon Valdez, or what happened in Texas with the oil spill, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think government is going to say, oh, well, let's clean that up in a hurry. Let's do everything we can to properly do it. Or do you think it's going to say, oh, crap, if we do anything, you know, we don't want to spend billions of dollars to ensure. When they're killing animals simply to test sonar weapons, do you think they give a crap about animals dying from oil? No. What they're going to do is they're going to look for the cheapest way because guess what? They have to please the stockholders. Who's the stockholders? Themselves. Corporations are required to please their stockholders. The main function of a corporation is to benefit their stockholders, their owners. If government is the owner of every corporation and government regulates every corporation, do you really think that government or corporations are going to do the right thing?
No.
That is the epitome of all our problems right there. Everything is centralized.
And they also destroy certain industries. For instance, the lumber industry in the north, in the Northwest. Correct? They either destroy it in accordance with Agenda 21. Would you agree with that or no?
Well, Walter Burian told me a story. It was about Hershey. Hershey is known as, you know, Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the Hershey family, et cetera, et cetera. Government, because government is the main shareholder of that company, they required Hershey to move its plant. And Hershey, the family, said, absolutely not. We are Hershey, Pennsylvania. We cannot move our plant to Mexico or China just because government wants. No, and they put up a good fight. But in the end, they had to move their manufacturing plant out of Hershey, Pennsylvania, to Mexico or China. I can't remember which, because government required it. Government is the owner. And through its proxy shareholder votes. You see, the problem with proxy voting, what are the things they're voting for? If you look up corporate governance, that's what this is. Corporate governance is when the shareholders get together and vote. And so government gets together and votes for the board of directors of companies. They vote for mergers and acquisitions. They vote for when CEOs get raises, right? And in turn, the board of directors then hires the CEO and fires the CEO according to government's whim. The whole thing is it seems like it's a separate thing, but essentially, if you really want to know what government is, it's the entirety of the corporate structure, both public and private. So in answer to your question, absolutely. They can do anything they want. They can move into whole industries to other countries. And you must also understand another thing Walter Burian was really clear about is that the reason China is built up as it is, the reason Mexico is built up as it is, and even the reason Russia is built up as it is from American taxpayers' investments. In other words, all that money I'm talking about, all those investment funds, you go look at your CAFR, you go look at your stockholder report for your pension fund, you're going to see corporations all over the world. The reason that China is so powerful and so huge is because those are all American corporations. They're not Chinese, they're American. Who's the stockholder? Who's the controller? You see, but they're going to tell you, oh, well, China just, you know, China owns America, just like they say corporations own Congress. It's the opposite, you see, but they're going to always play and pretend that it's the opposite of what it really is. Opposite day, basically.
Wow. And along those lines, the logging industry in California, Oregon, and Washington used to have their own firefighters. They used to have towers every logistically placed in their logging vicinity in the forest where they were logging. We have a break. I'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com and strawmanstory.info. And what I was saying was that the logging industry used to have their own firefighting equipment, their own firefighting squads, and whenever there was a fire, they would protect the logging. They would go out and they would fight the fire. And now that the logging industry has been removed offshore, that firefighting equipment and the people who used to fight fires are no longer there, and now it's up to local fire departments to fight fires in California, Oregon, and Washington. Is that true? Or do you...
I can neither confirm nor deny that, but that sounds about right. So I'll tell you, one of the first things that I ever did as when I left Los Angeles, I used to be part of Los Angeles We Are Change, and before that did things, but when I became a full-time researcher was when I quit Hollywood, basically back in 2008. And I was driving up through California on my way to Montana. I actually stopped in Utah, but I was driving up to visit my parents in Sacramento, and as I was driving through the breadbasket of that is California. All those, you know, on each side of the freeway, all the way up the 5 and the whatever other freeway it is, it's just farm after farm after farm, right?
Right.
And I didn't know what was happening, but there were signs on all these farms. All these farms were dry because they had turned off the water. And the farmers had put signs outside of each farm that said Congress created Dust Bowl, like referring to the Great Depression.
Right, to say the stupid little fish.
Which was in fact a lie. That fish doesn't even exist, and you know, doesn't need what they said it was need. It was just a hoax. It was
right.
Complete bull. So I'm driving through and I'm seeing all these dead farms. There was one time where I actually started crying because I was like, "Oh my God, what has happened to my California? What has happened to my state?" Because there was this, and I remember this orchard. It was a humongous orchard of dead trees. And the worst part of it is that they were practically the aqueduct that runs through California. What the trees were actually shadow. I mean, they were right on the bank of this cement aqueduct. So the water is flowing by these once beautiful, beautiful trees that are now dead. Right?
Well,
because of
yes.
this. So that would actually be the closest thing I can think of to what you're saying.
Well, I grew up in Sacramento also. I was born in Nevada, grew up in Sacramento, and the San Joaquin Valley, I lived in the San Joaquin Valley for a while. It was lush. It was wonderful. I also went to Southern California frequently, and all you could see were orange groves all over. They were just peppered the entire landscape. And they had all kinds of farms in California. The California produced one-third of all the food for the entire nation.
Not anymore. Yeah, all those farms. So I assume that this is a part of a land grab. I assume that the idea is to bankrupt the farmers who are already on subsidies because they can't sell their crops for more than it costs to grow them. And to then go in and buy the land. I mean, that would make sense to me. If I, you know, this is the thing, Deanna, you have to stop thinking like a victim and start thinking like your captor, you know, because you are a prisoner of war. You are an enemy of the state, or at least potentially so, due to the Trading with the Enemies Act. So you're literally, at any time you can be declared an enemy, you can be renditioned. There's no law in this nation anymore. That's what you have to understand. You're living in a state of organized lawlessness. It's kind of a strange concept, but that's what it is. It's licensed crime, and anything goes. Because once a national the declaration of national emergency, you're in what Congress distinguished. There's no difference between war, which follows the law of necessity, and necessity knows no law, and a national emergency, which is a state of war against an emergency. So you could declare an emergency in California because of the fires. There's no law then. Yes, the importance, what people don't realize is when you declare an emergency, the Constitution is suspended, or at least the parts of the Constitution that have to do with that particular subject or matter. It's suspended. The Constitution has been suspended. According to Congress, according to its report of 1973, since 1933, the day that Roosevelt became president, the Constitution has been suspended. Nobody knows this. Nobody has, of course, done the research to understand this, but Congress admits it in its report that it did, which was a report on the national emergency, the state of the national emergency. And it's really amazing when you read that, because it does actually say There's been a sort of a thing that goes around. It says what can happen under a national emergency. You can seize property. You can control transportation, control all these things through executive orders, right? Mm-hmm. What people don't realize is that's in effect. There's two states of war. There's two states of a military control under the Libra Code. One of those is peace, and one of those is open war. See, and peace just means volunteerism and commerce. As long as you're voluntarily a subject under the supreme authority of the government of the United States, and as long as you're spending its money, using its property, acting in its persona, you know, not doing nothing to oppose it, well then you're considered at liberty. Liberty just means freedom. Freedom means franchise. What is freedom? If you're a rat in a cage, you have freedom inside the cage. If you're a citizen of the United States, you have freedom inside the United States. Well, that's the best form of slavery, is to allow slaves to roam and basically do any job they can get their hands on and improve themselves. It's the best form of slavery there is, when the slaves don't know they're slaves. And of course, what did Huxley say? He said there will be a time when people absolutely adore and love the fact they're in servitude. Right. And that's the state we've been drawn into, because we don't know anything else. We don't know what true liberty is, because we're not willing to fight or die for it anymore. You see, so I mean that really is where we're at. We're in a position of lawlessness. So again, you know, I had a theory going that because some private estates still exist in national park. You ever notice that you're like, you look and you see in a national park that there's a home there, and you're like, well, wait a minute, I thought this was federal land. Well, unfortunately, the federal government couldn't take private lands, only public ones. So those homes are private estates. And I often wonder if they're not burning people out.
I've thought of that, certainly. And that's why asked the question about the fires raging into communities. All righty, that would have been stopped by the logging industry. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The American Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Clint Richardson. My great-grandparents went to California from Indiana early on, and then my father was working in Nevada, and that's where he met my mother, and then they got married, and I was born, and my brother was born, and then we headed back to California. And so it breaks my heart to hear about these things going on in California, and I still have friends there, I still have family there, and it breaks my heart.
Well, there's something, there is something to be said, and I know in our cultural, you know, debauchery that we have here, I know it's hard to accept sometimes, but there is something to said about forest fires, because, you know, all those pine trees that are going down, it's an interesting life cycle they have, because in fact the only way for forests to refresh themselves, renew themselves, is through fire. Because the seeds that, you know, those pine cones that hold those seeds, they won't open properly and actually give their seed unless they're burned. So there is something to be said that fire is a perfectly natural thing that happens through lightning strikes, etc. And forests without man's intervention would be burning in that way. So there is hope. When you see a burnt forest, you shouldn't look at it as necessarily this total loss, because what you're seeing is essentially the birth of a new forest. So I can give that, at least that enlighten, you know, that feel good aspect of it. It will grow back, and in fact, it's necessary for it to burn, for it to renew itself. So there's something good. Even if it's a purposeful act by man, etc., there is something to take away from it, and the notion of fighting fires is actually contrary to that notion. So, you know, you can look at it in a more positive light. However, we are people who have been convinced that we must stay in one place, and instead of conforming to nature, we must make nature conform to us.
Well, the logging industry used to contain fires, not allow them to burn into.
Yeah, and that's because they considered that wood their property, and they were protecting their interests, right?
But it's the dead trees, the dead almond trees, and the dead peach trees,
right?
And the wasted vineyards. California was very, very famous for its vineyards.
Absolutely.
And when a farmer loses his product, he can't just pick up and move his business elsewhere. It's sad. Oh,
yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
Now, you were talking about a natural or a national emergency, and which got me to thinking about this. The flu season is upon us, and they're trying to get everyone to get a flu shot, and you get calls from pharmacies and doctor's offices and all this other nonsense, which got me to thinking about the investment by the government into the big pharma industry, which manufactures vaccines. And then I started thinking about, well, of course, each school district is a corporation, and they are within a city corporation. And so that is how they can make it mandatory for children to be vaccinated before they attend school, because it's a corporate objective to make money.
What they can do is control their own property. And what happens is that when you put your children into the birth certificate, the creation of a legal entity caused by that birth event, You've created a legal ship, if you will, a citizenship, a vessel that sails on the sea of commerce. And what government can control is its own property. We are using the status, which means person, of government to go to school. They can't force you to vaccinate your flesh and blood little man or girl. But what they can do is require persons, their own status, in order to attend that school, they can require vaccines. So what they're doing is they're requiring the status that you participate in to have a vaccination before attending public school. So if you know, I don't understand why people send their kids to public school. I do understand that the government might come after you if you don't. But I really don't understand why people, anyone with any sanity, would send their child to a public school. homeschool, folks. Take some responsibility. Quit your job. Be poor, but homeschool your damn kids. Get them away from that thing that causes them to be literally having a disease injected in them that won't manifest for years. That's all I can say.
That's true. How true.
See, I think the lesson that I've learned is that all of us, Deanna, me, you, everyone listening, we're all corrupted. We're corrupted through technology, through legalism, through all the stuff that we've done our whole entire lives. But what we can do is we can save our children from the same fate. We cannot put our children into a legal status. We can give they have the choice. You know, you're a natural born subject. Subject being the key word. You have the choice at the age of consent to become a United States citizen. But why would you put your kid into that status just so that you can have certain benefits and protections and tax write-offs? Why would you do that?
Now, you're a U.S. citizen, correct?
I am.
Have a birth certificate?
I have all the trappings of anyone else out there that is trying to fight the system, because until I'm absolutely ready and I'm getting damn close, I'm not going to pretend I'm nothing. I stopped fighting the system because, you know, it's like if you're in the Matrix, you're plugged into the Matrix, like in the movie, there's no point in trying to escape the Matrix. You can't. It's a closed loop system. There's no going anywhere. There's no fighting the system. Yeah, you might get lucky sometimes. You might get some, but there's no point. Even the Bible says, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Don't pretend you're something you're not. And it even says, don't be lukewarm. You can't be part of one society and be, you know, you can't have two laws. You can't have two masters. You can't have two gods, mammon or God or mammon. If you're a citizen, act like a citizen. That's what I'm saying. Because there's no point in fighting it. There's no point in saying, I'm not this. I don't want to be this. You are. You are defeated. You're militarily conquered. You're an enemy of the state, as that commercial just said, since 1933, as that commercial just said. You are defeated. You are a subject of the supreme authority of the United States. Quit fighting it. You know, last time I got pulled over, Deanna, I always used to give cops trouble and, you know, make fools out of them. But then I'd always get a ticket. This time I said, you know, I'm just going to be absolutely polite. I got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. And I was like, you know, I acted like an idiot. And I said, yeah, you got me, man. I was in such a hurry, made my excuse, was very nice, and said, yeah, give me a ticket. And you know what? I got a warning. That's what I got, because I was respectful and nice and a good little citizen. Why would I want to, especially to a police officer who knows the least about law than any government official in the world? The police officer is a complete idiot when it comes to law. Why would I want to have a rational, logical, or reasonable conversation with an agent of government? Remember, this is all fiction. There is no logic in fiction. There is no reason in fiction. You cannot reason the system out. Stop trying. Just play your part until you do whatever it is you're going to do. Follow whatever path you're going to follow that you get out. But until then, you're a fool if you're acting as something other than a United States citizen, because that's exactly what you are, according to government. They're never going to look at you as anything else. You're not going to convince them that, I'm just a man, or I'm this, I'm that. If you go into court and you say, well, I'm a man, I'm not a person, I'm a man, they're going to look at you like you are the most incompetent fool they've ever had in front of them. Do you think that a judge doesn't know that you're a man? Right? This is that patriot sovereignty movement. Here's the problem. We believe that sovereignty exists in men. But you see, the law, the state is sovereign over its property, its creation, right? The creator controls. That's a maxim of law. If you're practicing the law of nature, the law of God, and you're trying to escape this thing, which is what you'd have to do, because even the founding fathers admitted that you will either be governed by God and God's law, which is the law of nature, or you'll be governed by man, which is the state. There's no other choice. There's no in between. There's no escaping this fact. This is why societies are set up. And it's never going to change. It's always going to be that way. No matter what happens to this society, this system, if it falls, another one's going to come up. And there will always be the government of men who cannot govern themselves. This is the whole purpose, the whole concept of liberty. Liberty is not, and freedom is not some concept where you can do what you want. No, it is the following, literally, of what they call God's rights. You have God-given rights, as they say in the Declaration of Independence, right? This is, the whole system is based on this. So the concept of sovereignty without God is purposely. You are either a sovereign, the state is your sovereign, or God, i.e. Jehovah, is your sovereign. There's no man has actual sovereignty. Now you take that, you look at, say, the King of England or the Pope. I was surprised to learn that the Queen of England owns nothing. The Pope, nothing. They have no property. It's all part of what's called the corporation. The corporation.
Oh, I think we've been under the impression, at least I was under the impression, that the Queen was a really, really big landowner.
Oh, you think so? No. What is the Queen? The Queen is an office. It's a title. It's a flattering title.
Oh, like Pope.
It's not real. Right, so the Pope wears his fish hat, the Dogan hat, and the Queen wears her crown. Well, guess what? The corporation of the crown owns all that land. The Queen is just CEO. She's just the person put in charge of the Crown Corporation's holdings. And I was surprised to learn that. And you know how I found that out? Is I went to the Crown Corporation website.
What a thought. What a thought to do original research.
Isn't that funny? So let me read it. Because there's so much fallacious rhetoric out there in the quote-unquote truth movement, patriot movement, the sovereignty movement, right? The sovereign citizen, which is an oxymoron. You can't be a citizen and a sovereign. It's just ridiculous, some of the stuff we come up with. But again, the Crown had, like, oh my gosh, we're getting all these questions. We better just put a FAQ out, a question and answer section. So here it is. Is the Crown Estate, this is, let me get the source here, the Crown Estate website, which is the crownestate.co.uk, so it's the official government website. It's from the history and facts section, so let me read it. Is the Crown Estate the Queen's property company? Myth-busting. While the Crown Estate belongs to the reigning monarch in right of the crown, and the monarch remains the legal owner, it is the Crown Estate itself which has the powers of management and control. Since 1760, the net income of the Crown Estate has been surrendered to the executor by the monarch under successive civil list acts passed at the beginning of each reign. The Crown Estate is... though owned by the monarch in right of the crown. So in other words, only because she's wearing the crown. This means that the queen owns it by virtue of holding the position of reigning monarch for as long as she is in the throne, as well as will her successor. Responsibility for managing the crown estate is trusted to us under the Crown Estate Act, and the queen is not involved in the management decision. This is just like the United States, right? In the UK, the crown is issued. The United States gives a title to the president. The parliament gives a title to the House of Commons owns all kinds of corporations, just like we do. Queen is not involved in the management, but also the executive and the judiciary. Thus, properties owned and managed by government departments are also crown property. You see, it all belongs to a corporation. There is nothing out there, folks, but corporations. You think you live in a state. What is a state? A corporation, a municipal corporation. What is Washington, D.C.? A municipal corporation. I was standing, I was down at Lakeside. Is it Lakeside Park down there in Chicago?
Yes.
Is that the name? Mm-hmm. I was at Lakeside Park in that famous little pizza restaurant down there. And I passed by I was walking by the bus stop, and you know what it said? It had the seal of Chicago. You ever noticed what it says?
No.
It says incorporated 1826 or something, some date. And I'm like, how do people not see that and say, wait a minute, what does that mean? It's incorporated? Wait, it's a corporation?
But people don't even recognize it when they see, for instance, the city that somebody lives in or they're going through a city, it says incorporated. But some of the signs have changed. Because the things that people see all the time, it amazes me that they don't question what they're seeing. Because it's so common. It's so commonplace that people don't ask any questions anymore.
Well, you remember in the movie, I was like, what is that?
Yes.
I drove by these offices that were called the Salt Lake City Corporation. I looked at my ticket that I had when I first got here, a parking ticket. It said Salt Lake City Corporation.
Yes.
I'm like, what is that? Oh, that's the government.
Yes. And then you also showed, we're at the top of the hour. No, we're just at a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Either way, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com and strawmanstory.info. And isn't it true, Clint, that your objectives are really to educate people to know exactly what the situation is here is so that people can make personal choices that are beneficial for them. Right?
Well, yes, and also to teach what has been lost and has been taken from us, which is literally the law. The law of nature, the self-evident, absolute, undeniable, unalienable concept of the law of nature. The problem with the states and the state constitutions is that they changed the wording. And you'll notice that in the Declaration, you got to keep in mind the Declaration of Independence is a completely worthless document. It means nothing. George Washington said it was merely the opinion, the world's opinion at the time because of the French Revolution, etc. It had nothing. It was not new. There was nothing special about it. There's nothing special about a constitution. We're the only country in the world that worships the constitution. Every country starts with a constitution. Hitler suspended his constitution. In France, you can suspend that constitution, and in America, through the War Powers Acts, through the Constitution itself, you can suspend the Constitution. There's nothing special about our Constitution. And yet that, for some reason, we worship it as if it's a god. So the problem that we have is that the states, all the state constitutions, going back to that same constitution in Nevada, and all constitutions essentially say the same thing. Section 1, I read Section 2, this is Section 1. Inalienable rights. All men are by nature free and equal. So notice here one of the few times that it says men. Because persons and men, you know, a person is a status, a man is a man. All, you know, male or female, blood, in other words. All men by nature, i.e., when you hear by nature, what that really is saying is by God. God and nature are the same terms. All men are by nature free and equal and have certain inalienable rights, among which are those of enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, and pursuing and obtaining safety and happiness. Now, again, the average person would look at that and say, oh, that's so sweet. Gosh, that's a romance. I'm so patriotic about that. I have the right to do this. No. No, actually, what it just said is that you have the right to sell your natural rights. You see, if government in the Declaration of Independence, it says unalienable. And when you take the difference between unalienable and inalienable, what inalienable does is it assigns a property to the notion of rights. Whereas in unalienability, there is no property. In other words, there is no selling of those rights. But when you say inalienable, you have now the power to sell out. You can give up your God-given rights and accept political rights instead.
All righty. We are at the top of the hour. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.